other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I know many stations have just joined us. I'm going to recap and get into more detail. The most important information taking place right now. It's so big, I haven't even gotten into all the other huge news. We're going to cover it all. Congressman Ron Paul is being lined up for the show right now, sometime in the next 3 hours. Congressman Dan Hamburg is going to be on concerning the story we're about to cover coming up in an hour and a half. And then we have Congressman Brad Sherman, central to the story we're reporting on, joining us as well, coming up in the middle of the fourth hour today. One of the most important, if not the most important, transmission ever. No doubt more important transmissions will be coming in the near future as the clash between free humanity and those that are on the side of goodness and the light fight against darkness. Huge story up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. Martial law will be declared if banker bailout not passed in-house. Kurt Nemo, InfoWars.com. In-house debate on the banker rescue, Bill Representative Brad Sherman, coming up later, told his fellow Congress members that the government will declare martial law and the stock market will drop 3,000 points if the bill is not passed. The panic mongers were to the point of telling people the market would drop 3,000 points and there would be martial law, said the congressman. Physical martial law, not just in Congress with the rules. Sherman's comment was not the same context as the comment issued by Representative Michael Burgess earlier in the week on this radio show. Burgess, who appeared on the Alex Jones Show, said Pelosi threatened to invoke House Rule 13-6A, described as martial law, intended to subpoena normal procedures, suspend normal procedures and safeguards, and thus allow the House leadership to operate in a more authoritarian fashion. Sherman, however, said martial law would be declared on Wall Street, not in the House of Representatives. Others are being told this as well. We have confirmed. Representative Sherman said the exaggerated fear-mongering turned out not to be true, and the House can draft a good bill, regardless of the pressure put on representatives to pass the banker bailout bill. The bailout plan is not only economic fascism, as Richard Viguerie has correctly noted, designed to loot the U.S. Treasury and reorganize and further consolidate elite control over the economy, but is also a brazen effort to impose a martial law and dictatorship. Paulson's role as financial dictator, not answerable to Congress or the American people, fully complements additional steps taken over the last few years. I would add that they've made the plan worse than it was last week and earlier this week, even more criminal power. As former California congressman, joining us later in the show, Dan Hamburg, said earlier this year in 2007 in a detailed report in the San Francisco Chronicle, National Defense Authorization Act gives the executive the power to invoke martial law in case of major public emergencies, not limited to a natural disaster, a disease outbreak, or terrorist attack, but also any other condition in which the president determines the domestic violence has occurred to the extent that state officials cannot maintain public order. Obviously, a financial crash and ensured social chaos of the sort now being implemented by the ruling elite would be characterized as a dire emergency and a near-perfect excuse to impose martial law, a long-standing goal of the elite. We need to add all the IMF and World Bank document articles we did. We need to add the reports where we talk about how they detailed this and planned this and the Bilderberg planned this, how we told people years before it happened what they were planning to do. We need to add the documents that this is a contrived operation, that they've been gearing up for martial law quietly. So what you're going to see probably happen very soon, again, didn't just pop up overnight. As well, the Military Commissions Act 2006, codifying indefinite imprisonment of dissidents, and the National Security Presidential Directive 51, ensuring the continuity of government and separating Congress from that in the event of a catastrophic emergency are tools the government will most assuredly use after the economy implodes, now a foregone conclusion, according to many economists. And remember, they are engineering all of this. We'll come back, finish up with the article, play some of the more key audio clips, and get to some of the incredible guests we have as we document all of this. This is so massive. And these stories are going mega viral. We've got to beef them up.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we are paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. But what I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being. A little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to be clear to everyone tuning in. Congressman Burgess on Monday was told House rules would be suspended, and that's unconstitutional, and that basically the committee chairman would basically run everything. Yeah, they didn't pass it. Others, congressmen on the record, have said that they've been threatened that martial law be declared if anybody tries to impeach Bush. When NORTHCOM has been deployed to the United States, it's set up as a theater of operations over the U.S., PDD 51 was signed last year saying that President Bush or any other president to come is a dictator. Congress is not co-equal and is now defunct, just like the Emperor declared, you know, in episode 3 of Star Wars. Again, but that is, you know, this isn't a children's movie. This is the real world. And of course, on record, George Lucas said that he made that film and kind of changed the script to have it mirror what's happening today. He said that 3 years ago. I'm only pointing out in pop culture, that seems to be a good analogy for people. This is very serious. Okay, folks? So, we are here at the crossroads. We are here at a major crossroads. And Burgess on Monday, who we had on, was talking about martial law just in the House. This is martial law in the country, and they've geared up for it. They've announced it. And the Congress has been told, and the chairman of the committee and others have been told of Homeland Security, that are supposedly co-equal with the president in national security, that they can't see the details of PDD 51. But the cover sheet says Congress has no authority and runs nothing during any emergency. Neither the governors. This hasn't been declared since Lincoln. And even then, Lincoln, claimed that Congress had power and was co-equal, though he had several congressmen arrested and newspaper owners and editors. Actually, hundreds of those, but two members of Congress were arrested and basically put on house arrest for months. This isn't a game, okay? And only the public being aware of this police state and saying no, and politically police chiefs, mayors, governors, 800-plus towns and cities, what, five states passed laws saying no to the Patriot Act, no to martial law. Remember all that in the last 4 years? We went down to Austin. We got the fellow Austinites got it thrown out here. That footage is in Matrix of Evil. By the way, I'm going to find that clip from Matrix of Evil. I'm going to play that when we have time today, where you can hear me talking about how they were preparing then. This is the reality. It's saying no. It's not going along with it. It's having grand juries indict some of these banker people for their crimes, as Ron Paul said last week. And it's death the New World Order by a thousand cuts. It's hitting them in all different angles at all different levels. There's no magic silver bullet. It's awareness. It's awakening. And the people are starting to awaken, but they have no idea just how deep the rabbit hole goes. So let's play Congressman Burgess Monday talking about martial law in the House versus Congressman Brad Sherman talking about nationwide martial law. Here it is.
Gentlemen, time has expired. The gentleman from Texas.
Speaker, I ask permission to address the House for 1 minute, revise and extend my remarks.
Without objection.
Mr. Speaker, I also come to the floor today to talk about this $700 billion bill that's in front of us. I use the term bill advisedly because we have seen no bill. We are here debating talking points on perhaps what is one of the largest fundamental change in our nation's financial system in its history. And House Republicans have been cut out of the process. Not only have we been cut out of the process, we've also been derided by the leadership of the Democratic Party and called unpatriotic for not participating. Mr. Speaker, I have been thrown out of more meetings in this Capitol in the last 24 hours than I ever thought possible as a duly elected representative of 820,000 citizens of North Texas. Mr. Speaker, politics is a full contact sport, and I understand that, but it is a full contact sport in the light of day in the public arena. Since we didn't have hearings, since we didn't have markups, let's at least put this legislation up on the internet for 24 hours. That's what Thomas was made for. Let's do that and let the American people see what we have done in the dark of night. After all, I have not gotten any more mail, any more emails on any other subject than this one that is before us today. Mr. Speaker, I understand we're under martial law, as declared by the Speaker last night. I think it's ironic. House Republicans have not been needed for a single thing in this House to assure passage for the last 22 months. And today, we're going to be asked to vote for a bill for political cover because Democrats are too weak to stand up to their Speaker. I yield back.
Gentleman's time has expired. The gentleman from New Jersey.
Now, that's Monday. This is last night, when the congressman's coming up later. They were threatened with martial law nationwide. Listen carefully.
City from Ohio. The only way they can pass this bill is by creating and sustaining a panic atmosphere. That atmosphere is not justified. Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, that the sky would fall. The market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day, and a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no. That's what I call fear-mongering. Unjustified. Proven wrong. We've got a week, we've got 2 weeks to write a good bill. The only way to pass a bad bill, keep the panic pressure on. Now, what has the Senate done to this bill?
And how we burned in the camps later thinking What would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and have to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling in terror at every bang on the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood that they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs of the police state would have very quickly suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, Gulag Archipelago. We don't want it to come to that, ladies and gentlemen. We don't want it to come to that. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, the very people that ran the communist operations, the Nazi operations, the same central banks based in London, it is historical fact. There are mainline, award-winning history books over 900 pages, like Carol Quigley's and others, where the elite itself admits this. A recently published book by Zbigniew Brzezinski, he brags about the U.S. funding Pol Pot to kill 2 million. Our own criminal government, which isn't our government, put Mao Zedong into power. That's now declassified. This doesn't have to happen. I mean, it wasn't enough to ship in heroin and cocaine into the country. It wasn't enough to put everybody in prison. It wasn't enough to set up a police state. It wasn't enough to squeeze and squeeze. They want it all. They want to destroy America. And they've got us into debt. They got us to buy into the baloney of Wall Street and the media. And now they've got us where they think they want us. But the good news is the people are finally awakening. The sleeping giant is finally awakening to what's happening. And Kurt sent me earlier, it's Congressman John Oliver. It was John Oliver reporting on it months ago, and there's another congressman as well who was told, if you try to impeach George Bush, we will stage martial law in the United States. Headline, Iran attack, election suspension, martial law in the cards. This is from July 26, 2008, a few months ago. It didn't make the news, at least not the corporate news, according to Bob Fuhrer. Bush will attack Iran, declare martial law, and suspend the election. Congress critter John Oliver apparently made this claim at a town hall meeting at the Jones Library in Amherst, Massachusetts, and it made it in a bunch of newspapers. And the reporters are on record. Last July, Fuhrer, a lawyer, political activist, challenged Oliver in the first congressional district of Massachusetts, was at the town hall meeting with others to present Oliver with resolutions to impeach Bush for war crimes. When Oliver made these comments on July 5th, 2007, the Atmer Downing Street website posted Fuhrer's retelling of the incident. And it goes into that, and then that was confirmed later, and it was in major newspapers. So there's another congressman on record saying they've been told this. I mean, NORTHCOM, they come into the Army Times and announce, yeah, the Army's going to be here for riot control, civil unrest, non-lethal weapons. We open up to shoot you with regular bullets. Regular brigade, they're going to rotate more brigades in for this. And, you know, if we back this off, if we stop this, our detractors will say, oh, see, you said martial law, it doesn't exist, ha, 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 North American Union doesn't exist, you know, the WMDs were in Iraq, ha, ha, ha. It doesn't matter. That will be our victory in stopping it. I don't know if it can be done, but we should stop it if we can. And so we have the facts. We have the Army Times. We have all the mainstream news. We have the congressman on record. They're saying this. They're doing this. They're pushing this. We've got to stand firm against this, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to get the word out, and I need everybody to go to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and get these stories we've written on this subject and get it out to everybody. I'm not playing at this. We're not doing this to play patty cake. We are fighting the New World Order as hard as we can, risking our lives. Can you imagine being on the front line of this? I mean, not just the government, but all the crazies and the rest of it that come out of the woodwork. It is so essential. It is so essential to stand up against this system now, to speak out, and to stand up against this new world order. Stay with us.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us to talk about the martial law gear up we're seeing and a little bit about the bailout. Then Congressman Dan Hamburg is going to be popping in. Congressman Brad Sherman, who was told martial law would be declared nationwide if Congress didn't pass it. The executive saying, do this or we'll take your power. You can't do that, executive. You're not above the Congress, even if you claim you are. Even if you got a bunch of brainwashed Northcom drug dealers at the top, that's what they are. That's how they first corrupted them decades ago, who helped carry out your 9/11 attack. Your dictatorship is going to be exposed. And it's a dictatorship of the corporate kleptocracy, the international bankers. Bush is just their figurehead. Oh, man, so much is happening. I'm also going to be playing part of Matrix of Evil, where I warned about this in 2003. Is when Austin threw out the Patriot Act in hundreds of other cities and multiple states. You know, and listeners, you took action then. I put out the idea. When I wrote the first detailed analysis that won the Project Censored Award, I'm just giving you that as a footnote to find it, on Patriot Act 1 and 2. A detailed analysis. Took me days to write it. It's like 12 pages long. I went through section by section and interviewed constitutional scholars to make sure my I was right, and of course it turned out I was, just about how hardcore it really was. And then I put out the idea, because I can't do it all, for listeners all over the country, to have the idea to start a, I forget the name of it, the Committee on Liberty, or to go out and start movements everywhere to throw it out. And it happened everywhere it happened. We can do the same thing here. So, see, now city councils have heard us come and warn them about this, and now we don't sound like kooks because it's coming true. States agreed, what is it, four or five states last time I checked. Last time I saw it was like eight considering it, four or five had passed it. I think it's five now. Then it kind of fizzled out because the martial law, again, wasn't brought in then. So we have been warning the public, getting the information out. I'm going to play the intro off my own cruddy laptop here, but later we're going to play it in good audio, like 15 minutes of Matrix of Evil after Dr. Roberts leaves us and all these congressmen are lined up to join us. Again, I'm going to go ahead and take this back to the start here. By the way, you can now get this film on DVD. We finally took it off that and put it on from VHS, from the original digital tapes. And DVD's available on Matrix of Evil. But I'm going to go ahead and start this now. Good old YouTube's not playing it. I just wanted people to hear the intro so that they would be able to get an idea of what's coming up. Again, if you didn't just join us, or if you just did join us, I'm going to recap everything that's going on for everybody. Coming up with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts.
Here is the public plan, hive mind, connecting us all in by law, microchips in our brains by 2025.
We're looking at the literal realization of a military police state in America.
The American people have failed in their oversight of the integrity of our political system.
The entire economy will be prisons, police in black ski masks, a Nazi Germany-like nightmare.
Final target is the American people.
We need to break that connection between the police and the military.
They're charging for weapons of mass destruction because they have marijuana.
I support the Constitution, which wants to be at odds with my own party.
There really is an Illuminati. There really are 13 families. They own the big banks, print the money.
They're in our universities and they're in our conferences. And they believe in one world government.
And plunge the American people into the deepest economic abyss of a generation.
If we have, or when we have another attack, it looks like they'll come with more legislation.
Again, problem, reaction, solution. Over and over again, government uses crises to scare the population into submission. That is so important to understand.
Topping our news, the approval of a resolution against the Patriot Act by the Austin City Council.
The council approved the measure late last night by a vote of 4-3. And before making the decision, council members heard arguments both for and against the law, which gives the government more surveillance powers. Our Veronica Obregon was following the debate and brings us the latest details.
It took more than 4 hours for the city council members to adopt a resolution regarding the Patriot Act. That's because dozens of people signed up to talk on behalf of the act, and at one point the meeting got a bit heated.
I personally would like all our children to live in a country where they can have the say and the control over their lives, and not some corrupt government official telling them what they can and cannot do.
The USA Patriot Act is unnecessary. It is an insult to Americans. It is an insult to the heritage, to our heritage, and everyone who has worked together to create this country.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Democratic congressmen, representatives were threatened with martial law in America over bailout. This is not Congressman Burgess, who was on this show Monday, being threatened with what's known as martial law in the House, rarely declared, only a few times in its history, where the chairman and others restrict debate, don't allow, he was thrown out of meetings. This is physical martial law. NORTHCOM telling the Army, telling Army Times they're geared up for domestic operations. All the history of this, PDD 51, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, the Military Commissions Act. This is actually happening. This is actually going on. They're being threatened. We already saw economic terrorism. Give the Treasury Secretary these incredible new powers, no oversight. And by the way, that's still in the new bill. Or we'll have a depression, and then you see the market drop $1,200,000,000.3. That's economic terrorism. Never heard Treasury Secretaries or Presidents say, do this or there'll be a depression. And then they did, and then they had the Plunge Protection Scheme stand down Monday and let it fall to terrorize everybody. Dr. Roberts, who ran the Treasury, head of policy, number two position, former Wall Street Journal editor, best-selling author, syndicated columnist, will join us in 1 minute. But I wanted to play for him, Brad Sherman, Marshall Law. Now, we talked to Ron Paul's office. He's trying to get on here after the debate, right around the time Congressman Brad Sherman's coming on. He's confirmed. Former Congressman Dan Hamburger, who's warned about this in major publications, is coming on as well. But the point here is that as soon as I talked to Paul and Benton, they thought, you mean Burgess? And we said, no. Of course, we're not going to go to Paul and tell him this, but he's checking into it right now. And I've talked to other offices saying, yes, we've been told this, but we're not going to go on record with that. And then we played a clip earlier, and we covered an article earlier where a congressman a few months ago said, we can't impeach Bush or he'll declare martial law, we've been told. Here is the clip from last night, Representative Brad Sherman, martial law. Here it is.
City from Ohio. The only way they can pass this bill is by creating and sustaining a panic atmosphere. That atmosphere is not justified. Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, that the sky would fall, the market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day, and a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no. That's what I call fear-mongering. Unjustified. Proven wrong. We've got a week. We've got 2 weeks to write a good bill. The only way to write, to pass a bad bill, keep the panic pressure on. Now, what has the Senate done to this bill?
Now, notice that they activated NORTHCOM with brigades, not just one, if you read carefully, more are coming, on October 1st. This is unbelievable. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, what do you make of that?
Well, if that was a congressman reporting, where, on the floor of the House?
Yeah, it's on C-SPAN, sir. C-SPAN, we have the video.
Good heavens. Well, obviously, they are using panic and threats to get something they want. There's no doubt about it, if that was an accurate report from a U.S. congressman. You know, what do you say of it? I mean, it's an enormous departure from the way government works in the United States. And I just can't believe they would do something like that. I mean, I know they're corrupt and evil and venal and war criminals and all the rest, but this does seem like it's pushing it.
But we keep saying that. When we saw memos about torturing children from the White House, we didn't believe it, and they admitted it. I mean, all of the things, you know, the anthrax attacks clearly coming out of the White House, it's hard to believe. But it's all really happening.
looks that way, Alex. So they want this bailout probably for the power more than to save the banks, but certainly for the two reasons, it looks like. So they're after this sort of fascistic-type power over the financial sector, which gives them control over the whole thing, and they're bailing out their buddies that they got in trouble. It was Paulson who talked the Securities and Exchange Commission into obliterating any capital requirements for their nebulous financial instruments. So it looks pretty bad, and I hope that the Congress will stand up to them, but I'm not very confident.
Well, Congress has been taught if they say no to something or even balk at it, anthrax suddenly hits all the enemies of the White House.
Well, they have to just risk that, don't they? I mean, I think if that happened again, it just looks, it kind of gives the show away. Plausible deniability evaporates with repeated instances of the same thing. So, but I don't know, Alex. I assume that they just are using scare tactics to get the bill passed. And it's not clear to me that the panic is that bad. And so I'm not sure what they're after, why are they doing it.
Well, it's certainly an escalation, and they've shown they don't just threaten. They've shown that they're very reckless, very willful, and megalomaniacal.
Look, they've shown you and me and a few others, but I don't think the Congress thinks that the anthrax came from the government. I don't think they think that. I think they kind of believe, for the most part, most of them believe the official story, you know. The great, good, and decent Americans were attacked by the evil Muslim Islamists. And I think that's where I think if they believed that they had been attacked by, you know, the Genie neocon operation, they probably would have done something more about it.
Notice how this lines up, and I want your particular perspective on this. I mean, you ran policy at Treasury, the number two guy there, the father of Reaganomics, to have McCain out in all these speeches saying, oh, just have the president, have the Treasury on their own, have them come up with the money, and he mentioned a few of the mechanisms they have, and we've been hearing talk about that, you know, just do it on your own if Congress doesn't do it. So I think that's public balloon floating for what they're discussing.
Well, I don't know whether McCain means that the president should do it by edict or whether he's, you know, the Federal Reserve has this sort of, what's this new facility they have? I forget what it's called, but the ability they have, which was previously, you know, limited to commercial banks who would want to discount their paper. The TAF, they call it. You know, the TAF, this lets the Fed already take a lot of these instruments. It's called a term auction facility. And I think the Fed is already, in effect, doing these things that the bailout would do. So it may be under current laws or the ways they could interpret them or twist them that they could actually proceed without turning it into a bill. Now, turning it into a bill gives them more things that they want that they wouldn't get just by going ahead using things like the term auction facility. It gives them, if they get it, no review, no accountability. It lets them do other things that would benefit the accumulation of power in the executive branch and which would benefit the firms that hold these troubled assets. They could actually even come out making money somehow. So I don't know that what McCain means is that the government, that the president should just dismiss Congress and start running it like Caesar. If that's what he means, I hope nobody votes for him.
Have you heard the clip of him saying that he aspires to be a dictator?
Well, I think they all do.
John, there at the network, I've gotten so used to all this tyranny. We got that 2 days ago. I IM'd it to you. Do you have that McCain aspires to be a dictator clip? Well, just YouTube, but I want to play it. McCain aspires to be a dictator. Go ahead, Dr. Roberts.
Yeah, I think that they all aspire to be one, and they say it, I think, in a joking way, even though they mean it. But, you know, there are a lot of other power centers that don't aspire for him to be a dictator. And I just don't. He doesn't have the Roman army like Caesar had. So I'm sure that if they could, you know, work it by degree, a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there, the president will end up being a dictator. And certainly we have discussed many times the many things that the Bush regime has done to elevate executive authority and to create a lot of movement in the direction of turning the executive branch into the ruling branch, a totally ruling branch. And I'm sure they'll keep pushing that.
Well, that's what PDD 51 does. It tells the Congress, you can't even see our plan, but the cover sheet says the president for any reason, including economic,
right.
And basically use NORTHCOM. And the Army Times, which is an organ of the Pentagon, it was, quote, private, but it's an organ. Every word is looked over.
Right.
Says, oh, we're going to use non-lethal weapons, and we hope we don't have to shoot you, but we're going to be on the streets of America for civil unrest.
Right. That's right.
Man, I tell you, this is crazy. This is only a one-minute clip. Here is John McCain in a press conference 2 days ago.
A not acceptable situation. I'm not saying this is the perfect answer. If I were a dictator, which I always aspire to be, I would write it very different, you know, a little bit differently.
He doesn't laugh. No one else laughs.
Yeah, that was with the newspaper, the Register, in what, Iowa or Idaho?
Yeah.
Iowa, maybe. Des Moines Register, I think it was. but I think I don't think McCain will become a dictator. If this crisis was as bad as they're telling the Congress, you would think that if Bush wanted to be a dictator, he'd just let the thing continue and have the crisis materialize and then use the PD-51 that he already has to take over.
Well, Dr. Roberts, what is it when the president and the Treasury Secretary run around and say depression, destruction, Brown says it in Europe? I mean, I've never seen leaders do this. This would normally cause a depression or a massive stock market crash. So it looks like they're actually trying to speed it along. And most market analysts that we've read and had on the air have been saying that this is financial terrorism to get what they want, and that it has driven down the market. So there you go.
Yeah, well, I think you're right. They're using terrorism to get what they want, just like they did with the invasion of Iraq and the invasion of Afghanistan, and like they've tried to do to attack Iran, and I'm sure they're doing that. I don't have any doubt but that they are creating panic and fear, just like they did about weapons of mass destruction. And I doubt that the panic and fear is justified. On the other hand, Paulson is not an economist. He's just a stock salesman. I mean, he's just some kind of a guy that puts deals together. And the notion that because he's Treasury Secretary that means he knows anything about it, it's not true. The reason Treasury Secretaries have people like me and others is they don't know anything, and they need somebody there to tell them.
There does seem to be an internal war. We've had a bunch of Fed governors come out and say this is a horrible bailout, this is a police state, this is wrong, this is too much. I mean, it's bizarre. And then meanwhile, you have Bernanke singing, you know, in step with the leaders of both parties, Republicans, Democrats, Bush, Paulson, saying give us everything we want or martial law. What is that?
Well, I think Congress needs to call the bluff. That's what I think. And then let's see what happens. There's no point. If they give in, then they've got martial law. They get what they want anyhow. So they should just stand up to them and hold hearings. You know, this whole bailout, look, I can't speculate about this. I'm just disturbed about what you've said and what I've heard, as you are. I think that where I can speak with more confidence is that this bailout is working on the wrong end of the problem. It's not going to solve the problem. All the Paulson bailout does is it takes the troubled assets off the bank's books and puts it on the Treasury's books.
That's it. It secures the very institutions that engineered what is now coming to fruition, and then hands the public the bill.
That's the problem. The problem is the defaulting mortgages, and the defaulting mortgages will continue. So just moving the assets from one book to another book doesn't do anything about the problem, which is the foreclosures and the defaults. And that is rising, And you can expect it will rise faster as the economy sinks deeper into this recession. We're already in a recession. It's probably going to be a very bad one. And so the Paulson bailout does nothing about the problem. It just moves it from one set of books to the others, and the problem will continue.
Yep.
And so the way you would address this is to go where the problem is, and that is the homeowners. Now, what they did in the Great Depression, they created the Homeowners Loan Corporation. And the federal government went in and refinanced all the mortgages that were in trouble. I think it was something like a quarter of all the mortgages in the United States. They refinanced it and took the pressure off the markets because they refinanced the mortgages. And when the Homeowners Loan Corporation closed its books, I think in 1951, they had turned a profit.
Stay there. Final segment. Dr. Paul Greg Roberts. More on the economy end, not just the martial law end, but what he said about if they pass this bailout bill, they get economic martial law power. See, either way, it's happening.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news. In the last 60 seconds, the House just passed the banker takeover bill. As of last night and this morning, it still had provisions, as the Washington Post said, sweeping the dictatorial powers for the Treasury to buy any assets, basically just do whatever they want, no oversight, no immunity. I mean, actually have immunity. They just set up some puppet boards set up by the executive through Paulson. Just unbelievable. It has now passed, ladies and gentlemen, and it says passed in whole. And it was just filled with carbon taxes and pork barrel and Good God. Dr. Roberts, we're really blessed to be able to have a former head of policy department of Treasury under Ronald Reagan on with us and former Wall Street Journal editor. Sir, your take on this happening?
Well, it's a mistake. It's a mistake, and it'll probably lead to unanticipated problems, unintended consequences, and it's not going to. In fact, I see the market has just dropped in half. It was on a big rally, and now it's dropped in half. Maybe that's in response to the passage, but the market, which was up 225 points, is now up 114, and prices have dropped across the board. So if that's the market response to the bill, then already that tells you something. You look, Alex, governments make enormous mistakes. In fact, most of what they do is a mistake. And that's how we got the Great Depression. It was a government mistake.
They just so happen to have all this martial law stuff geared up, and
they've got it. I don't know what they're I don't know what they're up to, Alex. But you know, the thing that keeps coming back to me is that they don't have
the troops,
or
the money,
and they haven't got any money. This bailout. Yeah, the market's going down.
Hell, they just passed a trillion-plus dollar defense budget. 6 years ago, it was 400 and something billion. I mean, it's out of control.
Well, Alex, let's talk about the details of it. Now, this bailout, which I think didn't it increase from 700 billion to 850 billion?
And then it's got absolutely open line 851 billion.
Okay, so that has to be, I think, near-term borrowing, because this is a near-term crisis. This isn't something they're going to draw down over 10 or 20 years. So all of that, the Treasury doesn't have any money. It hasn't got $8, much less $800 billion. So all that has to be borrowed. It's got to be borrowed on top of a record budget deficit. And the record budget deficit itself is understated because it's based on the assumption of no recession, and we're in a recession.
And the world is already starting to balk at buying more debt.
Alex, so now, if you're the foreign creditors and you used to, say, lending us $200 billion every year to finance the budget deficit, and then the budget deficit goes to $450 at a minimum, maybe more likely $600 billion dollars, so it's tripled, and then you add on top of that another $800 billion, so, you know, it's more than quintupled the credit demands that we're giving to our foreign bankers. Now, what are they going to blink? Are they going to say, well, what's going to happen to the Treasury's own credit rating when it has to take so much debt to market? You see what I'm saying? I don't think they've thought about any of this. And the reason they don't think about it is they're full of hubris. They think, you know, that we're the superpower, and all they have all these imaginary existences for themselves. So we don't know what response will be. Now, if the foreigners don't lend them the money, they got to print it.
Dr. Roberts, do 5 more minutes. 60-second break. Have to end this hour. We've got 3 congressmen lined up and coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.